But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or human beings!
I'm... When the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you got it.
Rick, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
In the morning
at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare. And the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! It's time for the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Join us there. Join us right now. We're using the chatty chat room. We're going to evolve over to the element. That's right. The element chat room. So that's where we're headed off to next. But meanwhile, unofficially, we're still using the chatty chat room. So, hey, good morning, Chevy Cool. I hope you had safe driving. Yeah, Bernays Sauce and Poof is in the house. Blessing, May, Malaya, Driver Dan. Hope y'all are doing well. I see you posting there's a Jer Bear at the top of the hour, last hour, along with Comet. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Who's in the chat room? It's, well, let's see, Popsicle Toes, Blessing and Dirt Engineer, Malaya and Gino 2017, Jer Bear, Batsman, a Mad Painter, Mr. Rowe and In the Kitchen, there in the house, Mechie and Memes and Net Effect, and, Pat the Rabbit, Surrey Sunflower, there's William W.H. DeVoe, Boy Solomon, Wally and Lolly, Wally, Lolly, ha ha. Nessomania, Comet, and Lady Horse, and May ST139, Chevy Cool, and Driver Dan, and Poof, and Bernay Sauce, and Mitchell, who just kicked off the show, been kind of doing some, always doing something, I guess. I guess have to stay busy. Got to keep something in my ear going. That damn tinnitus. Did you ever hear that stuff? Man, I'm telling you. Comes from, you know, partial hearing loss. And I guess after you listen to the government bullshit for so many years, man, I'm telling you. So every time, there's no such thing as silence except when you're sleeping. You know, that's a real pain in the ear. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Let's see, I'll do my other stuff later. Over here at the Element chat room, I think I'm going to start and post some stuff in there as I go along with the links and the video clips and some other stuff. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Hey, good morning, cat dog girl. I hope you're doing well. Dun. Oh, yeah. Well, let's see. Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Horse jumping. Is that a horse or a donkey? Yeah, that's a thoroughbred horse, it looks like. Wow. Anyway, so what do we got going on here today? Oh, let me do station announcements first. Of course, the Revolution Radio chat room. And next month, it will be flipping over to Element, or the Matrix room, as we will call it, I guess. The Freedom Slips Matrix room. Yes, Revolution Radio, it says uncensored. Uh-oh, I hate to see what they're going to post in there. Oh, yeah. Anyway, so let's see. Call in and listen, 518-906-1839. I'll say that again a little slower so you can get that number. 518-906-1839-1859-1859 to get Studio B. So it's pretty similar, the Studio A and Studio B numbers. Ooh, yeah. Welcome, everybody. Listen on Roku TV. I hope you're doing well. If you get a chance, join us. Don't forget, I'm on Twitter and Facebook. And that's, I'm on Gab. I think I have a MeWe account. I have a LinkedIn account. But, you know, in all honesty, I really don't do a whole lot of social media because it's such a minefield of mind control. It really is. It's mind control central. That's what today, that's where MK Ultra has moved to. And many people may not realize it. They don't get the grift that the algorithms today are essentially teaching and human learning algorithms that take the human mind and they brainwash it into a certain point of view. That's what we end up with today through the television, cable TV, all of the outlets on your phones. Your brain is subject to constant influence. Most of it subconscious, and most of it, how's the best way to describe it? It is undue, it's unwanted. It's unwanted influence that bends your mind over the course of weeks, months, and years. That is what social media has become today. This is what Elon Musk figured out because of the number of bots that are within the system at Twitter. That those bots themselves are an essential to the mind control and the algorithms that are used by governments. I became aware not just really a few minutes ago about a suit against the United States government and social media companies that had been filed. A federal court has granted, it says, Eric Schmidt, he's a candidate for U.S. Senate, diehard St. Louis Cardinals fan, Missouri's attorney general. A federal court has granted our request for discovery and documents from top-ranking Biden officials and social media companies to get to the bottom of their collusion to suppress and censor free speech. He says no one has had a chance to look under the hood of this real relationship between government and the social media. And remember, they're all on the same liberal page. They believe you do not have free speech. These companies, they don't believe in the truth. They believe in a an age where they can decide what is true and what is not true. COVID-19 and the suppression of real science and scientific evidence. To push an agenda run by these pharmaceutical companies and eugenicists that want the world to embrace this radical mRNA technology so much that they have to redefine what a vaccine is. They have to utterly lie about it and then have the government and social media coordinate strikes coordinate actions against people, individuals, organizations to smash their free speech rights and to smother anything they say. At the request of governments. It is the unfettered, unwarranted truth. I gotta let the cat out here. Let's see what we got here. There we go. He said that any love is good love. That's right. Any love is good love. Well, I don't know about that. It can be, that can be pretty dicey. That can be dicey as hell. That statement right there, that's a song. Just take that as a song. Anyway, so what do we got going on here in the state of Missouri versus Joe Biden Jr. et al.? That's right. So they want to know what the Biden what the Biden officials colluded with social media companies to suppress speech about the Hunter Biden laptop story, the origins of COVID-19, the efficacy of masks, and election integrity. In May, Missouri and Louisiana filed a suit against top-ranking Biden administration officials for allegedly colluding with social media giants to suppress freedom of speech under the pretense of combating misinformation. Yeah. Anyway. So now we can have discovery. And we can possibly move forward to find out what really went on. Well, we know what goes on most of the time. Like, look, like Sri Lanka. Does anybody really even know what happened to Sri Lanka anymore? Does anybody want to admit it? Does anybody want to see? Well, I'll tell you. Here's an article linked. No, is that the article? Let me see. It may not be. Ah, here it is. Two articles I got right here. One titled, Sri Lanka Just Fell. What do we have to do with it? And of course, now memory hold by the globalist agenda at the World Economic Forum. Okay. Oh, never mind. I'm clicking on something I shouldn't be. Anyway, so in August 2018, the Sri Lankan Prime Minister boldly declared, "This is how I will make my country rich by 2025. Trade and investment in Sri Lanka." The World Economic Forum pushed and arranged and, what do you want to call it, economically brought forth free trade agreements, saying that, you know, and that the money and the investment into Sri Lanka would, how should we say it, that Sri Lanka would prosper. than to engage Asia, India, Pakistan, you know, India and Pakistan and China and Japan and the Republic of Korea to the esteemed group of nations. It's a trade bloc. And, yeah, so developments in Africa also. Anyway, so they believe that they could turn Sri Lanka into a plantation to export shit around the world. As the World Economic Forum boasted that the government created 460,000 jobs and helped more than 260,000 families secure a home. In other words, money, money, money. Lend, lend, lend. Debt, debt, debt. Sri Lanka recognizes the importance for external demand for sustained high and long-term growth, according to the World Economic Forum. And now, where is Sri Lanka today? The country is overthrown. It is in chaos. And where else did they go? Where else did Sri Lanka go? Well, they went to the green movement. Yes, they quit using fertilizers. They were this place that could grow everything green. That the Western elites and their green agenda, organic agriculture, and of course ESG, environmentally sustainable governance, I think, is that what that's called? Remember, it's like a caste system in that part of the country. So, you know, it was supposed to be investments making for higher environmental and social and governance criteria. And, you know, Sri Lanka had a 98 score, higher than Sweden. The United States has a 51 score. In other words, they stopped using fertilizers. They stopped using pesticides. And it ended up laying waste to the agricultural sector of the country. And then, of course, as soon as COVID-19 hit, the tourist industry that was one of the things, 3 to 5 billion a year, done, gone. China lending billions for the Belt and Road Initiative. Transportation costs have skyrocketed 128%. Yeah, here in the United States, it's almost 200% now from the time, or more than 200%. When Trump was in office, from day, even as Biden got elected, so the price of oil and gas skyrocketed. A fertilizer ban in April 2021. Sheer crazy. They ruined the tea production, which was 1.3 billion in exports annually, has been destroyed. Sri Lanka has effectively been, has been stripped and ripped into the New World Order. This is what they want for everybody. They want all countries to be so poor that they essentially are beggars and grovelers in their own country. And that the inflation and deflation, as foreseen by Thomas Jefferson, where people can't even afford to live in their own country. I think that's one of the important things that we see and that we know and that we live with today. Of course, you know, the World Economic Forum, what do they have in store for you? Well, just since it's right before the break and you may, don't spit your coffee out. That's what I would say. The insect chief explains why eating bugs is good for the planet.
It takes a fraction of the resources to grow a pound of crickets as it does a pound of beef. And so the amount of water it takes, the greenhouse gas emissions that it emits compared to the livestock, the amount of land that's required, the amount of feed that's required, there are so many factors.
Oh, man, I know. I didn't realize. Are those cricket farts? Is that what that is? I thought those were the crickets rubbing their legs or their wings together, but, you know, it could be cricket farts.
That just lead to, you know, this is kind of smart.
Oh, scorpions on a bun. Oh, man, all right. I mean, these people are, you know, listen, if you want to eat mealworms and maggots, if you like crunchy crickets on your pizza, somebody sent me that picture the other day, right, memes? If you like crickets on your pizza, I can't help you because I'm not making it. We'll be back.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Yeehaw!
Let's go! Walks down the street to the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. To the sound of the beat, yeah. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites.
Another one bites the dust. That's right. Come on down and join us. FreedomSlips.com. Revolution.radio. I hope y'all are doing well. Monster just joined us in the chat room. Hey, good morning, Monster. And the comment's back, or he was just lurking. I'm not sure which. Anyway, so hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Join us in our search for truth. I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. And Tuesday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. I help produce several other shows, and I kind of am part of the volunteer management team. So if you have any questions or if you have any concerns or anybody wants to start a show, I can help. We'll direct them, to where the onboarding process is. So remember, it is the summer. Everybody is out and about. They're outside. They're doing their summer activities. So whatever you do, remember, make a sign. Put it out for Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. In fact, I guess that's one of the things we ought to have in our little, in our, what do you call that, store, in the Zazzle store, or some poster boards. Somebody might be able to order and just put one out. So, yeah, I'll have to look at that and get that going or something maybe. Let's see what else we got going on here. Oh, Jesus. Who wore it better? Tablecloth. Or Jill Biden. Did you hear what that dipshit did the other day? Dr. Jill Biden. Oh, yeah. Dr. Jill Biden. was slammed, man, for comparing Latinos to tacos in a speech. Hey, at least she didn't, you know, congratulate Germans for being the national socialists, you know. I mean, really, it was unbelievable. In a speech, Jill Biden called the Latino community as unique as breakfast tacos here in San Antonio. Sorry. I mean, you have to be kidding me, right? It's unbelievable that who in the hell would write that shit for her anyway? Or did anybody check over her remarks? Oh, Jesus. You know, it's crazy. I thought I had it here. I thought I had a copy of the tweet. Maybe it's in this file. Maybe it's this in the one here from last night's file, where I have some other files. No, I don't see it. But yeah, it's unbelievable, you know. Anyway, it's unbelievable that somebody would say something like that, you know. It really is. It's nuts, okay? Oh, my God. Let me see if I can find a short clip. Yeah, here it is. Here's a clip of it. Hopefully it won't be any advertisement. Okay, I got it muted here. Oh, here it is. Listen.
Lady Dr. Jill Biden is taking some heat over remarks she made yesterday at a Hispanic Unity Conference in Texas. While talking about Hispanic diversity, she mispronounced the word for corner stores historically started by Latinos in New York, known as bodegas, but that wasn't all.
As distinct as the bodegas of the Bronx, as beautiful as the blossoms of Miami, and as unique as the breakfast tacos here in San Antonio.
The National Association of Hispanic Journalists responded that, quote, using breakfast tacos to demonstrate the uniqueness of Latinos in San Antonio demonstrates a lack of cultural knowledge and sensitivity.
Oh, just no, they're just ignorant assholes from Delaware. I mean, don't people get it? Jill Biden. Hey, wouldn't Jill Biden, Joe Biden's babysitting little Hunter, when she was just in the like 12th grade in high school or college or some shit? I mean, really? It's crazy. It's sheer crazy. Unbelievable, Jill Biden said that. But then again, you know, her husband is pretty much out to lunch all the time. So maybe that's why she thinks about breakfast and, you know, and wants to compare Latinos and, oh, God. And bodega over bodegos. You know, now here in Southwest Virginia, they say Buena Vista, not Bueno Vista, you know. I mean, it's really crazy. Yeah, in fact, you know, I made tacos the other night just in celebration of Jill Biden. No, I'm just kidding. No, I like to make my food here at the house. I don't like to order out food as well. And it's not so good. That's what I have to say. Ah, gosh, yeah. And, you know, how much time did I have? Okay. Oh, yeah, did you hear this ignoramus? This ignoramus that was in front of Congress the other day and was talking to Josh Hawley, you know, oh, gosh, man, I mean, it's unbelievable. It really is. It was unbelievable. Anyway, so in her questioning, she was badgering Josh Hawley about his stance on whether men can have babies, you know, whether men can get pregnant. And this delusion, this educated idiot, was essentially, you know, calling Josh a racist and a transphobe. And her ad hominem attacks really expose her as being a racist bigot. And that her actions and her reactions just to normal questioning, that even if you question if a man can get pregnant or if a man can have a baby, that even asking those questions promotes violence against transsexuals. And then also the next sentence is, you negate them. You believe they exist. And then the next thing is you're committing violence. This is typical racist psychological dogma attacks that are used to try to shut down people. And, you know, good thing I wasn't sitting there, because I'd have laughed and I said, you're an educated idiot. You're a fool. And I think it's foolish to continue this discussion, because you are not rational. You are not reasonable. And you do not live in reality. Now, remember, this woman also had plenty of snot catchers in her nose. Hey, if that's your cultural norm, man, I mean, there's people that live in the inner city whose cultural norm is having their kids grow up like these little shit bags, like these little brat kids. If you haven't seen it yet, and there's a video clip out here, it's on Twitter, where police are there to execute a murder warrant in St. Paul, Minnesota, where crime has been soaring through the roof since Fentanyl George Floyd overdosed at the hands of police. Children in the streets in diaper, in their underwear, smacking and calling the cops foul names, some of which I can't even say on here. Yes, a 30-second clip of unnamed boy standing in the street in his underwear, bare feet, screaming at the police, "Shut up, bitch!" at the black officer and telling him to shut the F up. He then turned around the other cop and made fun of his ugly ass shoes. While the other barefoot, barely dressed kids stood around him. Most disturbing in the commentary in the background in the video of what sounds like an adult male who called the police officer Oreo head. It's unclear whether the children's, the child's parents were or who the subject of the murder warrant was. Of course, you know, it really don't matter in the stand. Yeah, in the stand. And people wonder why they call it the hood. People wonder why it's a concrete jungle. People wonder why it's a lawlessness is the norm. Well, my brother had to break into my neighbor's house to get his goods so he can go to school and not be made fun of. Well, he's dead now. Because he's breaking into people's houses to steal their shit so he can look cool in school. And he won't get picked on. And then he won't fight. And this blah, 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 blah. I mean, who in the hell do entitled people think they are today? There was a video clip. Somebody walked into a restaurant or someplace and just picked up the whole tray of chicken wings and the other chicken stuff and was carrying it out the door. Me, I'd have just knocked it on one end and knocked it all on the floor rather than they get it. But the thuggery and you know, the thing is, you know, hey, I hate to tell you, you know, this might sound racist, but these aren't white people doing this shit. This is the black community. You know, the ones that scream, how dare you talk to me about racism? What, you think you got privilege to walk into people's restaurants and businesses and stores and to act like a jackass and steal and rob and do whatever the hell you want? Nah. And the more you do it, the more the chances are somebody's going to shoot your dumb ass. People are going to protect their life. They're going to protect their property because that's all they have. And all you hear from these retard liberals, oh my God, it's not their fault. It's not the 17, 18, 15, 17, 25-year-olds. It's not their fault. It's all because of slavery. Hell, you know, Democrats keep yelling about slavery. They must have forgot it was Democrats who brought 100 years of Jim Crow before they decided to flip the switch and go from Jim Crow to Janey Crow and the white guilt, the white shame of it all. Oh, God, people should be ashamed because of their white skin. Why? Why? I wasn't alive. My sperm and egg wasn't even thought of. I never knew those people. I'm not responsible for what they did. But today in colleges and schools, all the way down in the elementary schools and places around the United States, they're teaching kids to be racist against people because of their skin color, not because of something that that person has done, but because of something somebody else did that the person never knew. They're supposed to be shamed. They're supposed to be psychologically damaged. And the other group has been told they're victims and they can act and do anything they want because they're victims. And the other group, and you see it in the pasty liberals, the glacier glider liberals, who cry, who whine and bitch about the thugs. They never had a chance, saying this and that. That's, none of us have a chance. But sooner or later, we have to be personally responsible. The shit that went down in our lives that we maybe didn't have any control of. But hell, that's too much of a concept for liberals to realize, to think. It's a sad, sad thing. Here, let's see if this is, let's see if this plays. I think it is. Anyway, the one little boy is actually swinging and hitting the cop. And this is the future. This is the future. Hell, in Germany, the leftist party in Germany wants to give free crystal meth to drug addicts. I guess they think it worked well in San Francisco and maybe Seattle and other places where essentially, you know, the highways have become parallel to shooting galleries. Yeah. So, you know, just because you have amphetamine abuse and crystal meth and the rest of, oh yeah, oh my God, it's here, it's a problem. Oh, let's just throw our hands up and just let everybody get all strung the hell out. Your neighbors over there doing the meth crawl in their yard. But you know, by the time they hit that meth crawl, you know, their yard is probably a jungle. They've probably geeked and freaked out and have assembled and unassembled the bathroom a dozen times for some other part of the house or their car or something, and they can't get it back together because they lost the parts because, well, they were geeking and freaking out. Yeah, I had a neighbor like that, man. He loved taking his bathroom apart. Don't ask me why. Don't ask me why, man. I know it was at least 5 times. I mean, he took the entire bathroom apart, all the walls off the shower and this mobile home yet. Took the bathtub out, had it outside. I mean, took up the tile and never did put the tile back, right? I mean, it's like, damn, what the hell? Well, man, you know, I was just going, and after, you know, being up a couple days, I didn't realize what I was doing. And, you know, this was the result. I was like, holy shit. Oh, man, I'm telling you, just be careful. Don't do that shit. It's not very healthy for you, period. Anyway, yeah. So I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in. Yeah. Inflation rose 9.1% in June. Remember, there was a pre-leak yesterday. There was a leak that said it was 10.2%, which sent shockwaves and everybody was worried. And, well, the true government-rigged number of the consumer price index is 9.1%. And in all honesty, we all know how the government screws everybody on the consumer price index and inflation. And they have to, because many of their programs are tied to giving people pay raises when the inflation goes up and the, how should we say it, their purchasing power drops. Yeah. Anyway, so It wasn't the 10.2, which was probably a strategic leak by somebody in an attempt to manipulate the market. So, you know, when it was 9.1, even though it was higher than estimated or believed that was going to come in. Yeah, let's see. Let's see. What do we got here? Energy prices rose 7.5% on the month. They were up 41.6% year over year. The food index increased to 1%, while shelter costs and housing, which make up about one third of the CPI, rose 0.6% for the month and were up 5.6% for the year from January. This is the sixth straight month that the food at home has risen by at least 1%. So in the last 6 months, since the beginning of the year, food is up at least 6%, probably closer to 7 to 8%, to 7.5 to 8%. Rental costs surged 0.8% in June, the largest monthly increase since April 1986, according to the Bureau of Lies and Shit, aka the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. Do you trust the government numbers? About as much as I trust Dr. Fauci on COVID. Not at all. Ain't happening. That's right. What else we got going on here? Yeah, let's see. Oh, yeah. Here's the clip. Here's the clip. We got the break. After the break, I'll play the Josh Hawley clip as I couldn't find it a few minutes ago, but I got it now. We'll be right back.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, where help is on the way. The greatest awakening that mankind has ever seen is happening around the world right now. They don't want you to know it. That's why they have to censor everything. That's why they have to have a full court press on your mind, on your subconscious. That's why you have these five layers of government today. The last two are just layers of control. The media and the bureaucratic systems that have been placed to insulate, isolate, and negate the power of the elected officials, the judicial branch, and the American people. They've effectively paper whipped and red taped the Constitution to hell and back. It is time to cut the red tape. It is time to eviscerate the criminal class from governments. Hey, have a great day, Bernays Sauce. Be good. Good morning, Crow. Crow's in the house and Memes is back in. Who else and what else we got going on here? Here it is. Oh, let me say revolution.radio. freedomslips.com. Come on down to the website. Check out the archives. There's a link. Take you right to the archives. The archives are free. We are listener supported and commercial free. So if you have the opportunity, go down. If you want to check out the other shows, I greatly, you know, don't forget the schedule. Here at Revolution Radio, Friday afternoons, is hot. It's hot because we have multiple crows in the house, and we have crows in the house. Let me tell you what, it's a murder. It's a happening. We get to the truth. That's the facts that we live with every day, is we can choose to find the truth, or we can choose to listen to the mindless babbling scripted media that is essentially working to brainwash you at the subconscious level, whether you're listening or not. And see, this is the other reason that they have to stop all other speech. That is counterproductive to their points of view and is dissenting speech. Because one piece of dissenting speech played in the background, just played on the side, played on somebody else's cell phone, played on somebody else's Twitter channel, and you hear it. Your brain picks it up. You don't mean to. Listen, how many of us have just been sitting there someplace and waiting for an appointment somewhere, maybe? It's a good example. And you're not intentionally trying to listen, but the room's mostly, you know, it's the TV on and it's a low background stuff. And then all of a sudden you'll hear something and it's be like your mind will zoom in on it. You're not trying to overhear somebody's private conversation, but it's almost like, and you barely hear it, but your subconscious amplifies it. Or, of course, you have your favorite song. You have a favorite dance that goes with your song. And when, if you're standing in line or if you're doing something and you're on your feet, you know you catch yourself trying to dance to that beat. You catch your mind moving, saying the words, the tunes, the beats, the rhythms. Even before they happen, your mind knows it. This is how I want everybody to think when they hear information. It's all the same thing. It's a song and a dance in your brain. And I would be willing to bet. I would be willing to bet if you stopped liberals, if you stopped liberals in the street and you told them that Donald Trump was going to be indicted and convicted of some bizarre shooting a triceratops on a hunt that was illegal for because their triceratops are endangered, right? I think it was Mark Dice did that one time. But if you told liberals that Trump was going to get indicted and then convicted and the evidence was overwhelming, you know, it would be like shooting them with a couple shots. They'd like doing a couple lines of coke, man. You know, their body language, their brain, their blood pressure, they would literally have a physical reaction. And it wouldn't surprise me if liberals would drool if you said that to them. So today, the media has essentially turned people subconsciously into what you could easily be termed as Pavlov's dogs of human training. That instilling this physical response. I mean, we've seen it already, particularly in susceptible minds like college students who are still on a journey of knowledge and information. And even though they've been loaded with all the Marxist rhetoric and the environmental green craziness and the gender bending, child destroying, transgender gay movement, because that's what it is. That's what my belief is. My belief is it's about destroying children. Now, that's a good bridge over to where I need to get going here into the show, into the second hour. And I found the clip. And this is I think it's 2.5 minutes. Or no, I don't think it's that long. But this is what, I guess working in Congress, you have to deal with educated idiots. I talked about this woman being an educated idiot earlier. So, here is her convoluted, confused, and delusional thought process. Listen to this.
Professor Bridges, you said several times, you've used a phrase, I want to make sure I understand what you mean by it. You've referred to people with a capacity for pregnancy. Would that be women?
Many women, cis women, have the capacity for pregnancy. Many cis women do not have the capacity for pregnancy. There are also trans men who are capable of pregnancy, as well as non-binary people who are capable of pregnancy.
So this isn't really a women's rights issue. We can recognize
that this impacts women while also recognizing that it impacts other groups. Those things are not mutually exclusive, Senator Hawley.
Oh, so your view is that the core of this right then is about what?
So,
if you notice her tone and when she changed, and you could see the look on her face and how, you know, how condescending she was. Can you imagine this black woman having being questioned by this white conservative? I mean, it's really telling. It's crazy. But it was strange, her tone of voice. And you and looking at the video, you can see how her demeanor changed.
So, I want to recognize that your line of questioning is transphobic.
It's transphobic to ask
violence by not recognizing that.
Wow, you're saying that I'm opening up people to violence by asking whether or not women are the folks who can have pregnancies?
So I want to note that 1 out of 5 transgender persons have attempted suicide. So I think it's important
because of my line of questioning.
Because
we can't talk about it.
Because denying that trans people exist and pretending not to know that they exist.
I'm denying dangerous. That trans people exist by asking
you
if you're talking about women having pregnancies.
Do you believe that men can get pregnant?
No, I don't think
so.
So
you are denying that trans people exist? Thank
and that leads to violence? Is this how you run your classroom? Are students allowed to question you?
Absolutely.
Or are they also treated like this? Where
no,
they're told that
to
they're opening up people to violence.
We have a good time in my class. You should join.
I bet.
You might learn a lot.
Wow, I would learn a lot. I've learned a lot just
in
this exchange.
Absolutely.
Extraordinary.
Yep.
It's extraordinary. This woman is teaching your children. Yes, Berkeley Law Professor Kinnara Bridges. Yes, yes. Men cannot get pregnant. No prego men. Sorry. You may believe anything you want. And you know what else? I can use my genders any way I want. You know, and this is the problem. This is the problem with condescending elitist scum sucking assholes who live in delusion land. They live in fantasy land. Yeah, I mean, where in the hell? Oh, God, a midget? Oh, my God, that's a person of color? Oh, my God, they're Parisian or whatever. Oh, Jesus. Yes, and oh, the white colony owner. Yeah, that's why I had to go to Morgan Freeman, right? It's better if the colony owner is black. Yes, that makes it all politically correct. I mean, look, these people are stupid. They've got this political bend in their brain, and I don't know why. I can't understand it. Meanwhile, the Joe Biden administration wants to take over elections. Actually, this is the Barack Obama third administration. Joe Biden isn't probably fit to change his own defense. Joe Biden secretly signed an executive order telling all 600 agencies of the United States government to submit plans on how they could take over elections. This is wholly unconstitutional. This is plans by Traitor 44 and Traitor 46 tied together with corruption. And, you know, it's strangely silent, all of the government and everybody, about Hunter Biden, his prostitutes, his 20 grams of crack, his carrying the gun, his all the pay to play and everything else. I mean, it's really Hunter Biden is probably just doing all the shit that Bill Clinton got away with. I mean, really. I don't think he was that brazen about it, but taken over of elections. Molly Hemingway, the Federalist editor-in-chief with Tucker Carlson.
100 federal agencies to, quote, expand citizens' opportunities to register to vote and obtain information about and participate in the electoral process. Agencies had 200 days to file their plans, and they have done so, but the Biden administration is keeping those plans secret. They've refused to respond to congressional inquiries on the topic. Now, why is that? No good reason. Molly Hemingway, almost alone, has been looking into this. She's the editor-in-chief of The Federalist, also author of the book Rigged, How the Media, Big Tech, and the Democrats Seized Our Elections, which they have. She joins us tonight. Molly, you wrote a great piece on this, which I hope that our audience will read. But summarize for us, if you would, what this is about. What's going on?
Yeah, so just as you said, President Biden issued an executive order telling all 600 federal agencies to submit plans about how they could engage in a federal takeover of elections. You might remember that when Democrats took control of the Senate and the White House, they had their signature legislation was a federal takeover of election administration. Now, they failed to do that. This appears to be something of a backup plan where they can get involved in all sorts of election-related activities using the bureaucracy. And there are so many problems with this. I mean, first and foremost, it's unconstitutional. The Constitution is very clear that it is given to state legislatures to handle election administration in their states. It's also really unethical. I mean, you noted that people are desperately trying to find out exactly what these plans are, and they're not being given details, but details are starting to come out. And it appears that at that point where government benefits meet with the people, they are taking advantage of that opportunity. You know, whether it's a homeless shelter or whether it's food distribution programs or health programs as a way to do this federal overtaking of election administration. And it also is a recipe for chaos and confusion. Each state has different laws, and the idea that federal bureaucrats who don't even necessarily do a great job with what they're supposed to be doing could manage all those intricacies is delusional. And it's just a very disruptive thing to our system at a time when the entire country needs to have confidence and belief that the elections are secure.
Yeah. So they did the same of equity. They screamed racism loud. Elderly white people screamed about racism until they were allowed to control our elections. And Republicans gave them. Same story every time. And I appreciate your covering this almost.
Yeah. So again and again, Democrats work to steal your freedom and your liberty. Let's see. 70% of Americans think a recession is coming. How to prepare, according to MSNBC, NBC, the peacock. Hey, I got bad news flash for you, dipshit for brains. You're way too late. The recession is here. And in fact, we're sliding into the depression. And the only reason it isn't so obvious is because of the trillions of dollars that the government pumped into the hands of everybody but the people who really needed it. Yeah. It's now come evident that 75% of the PPP program, the PPP program, that's right, sounds like the Russiagate, a Russian hooker PEP program. It's not. It's the Payment Protection Program sponsored by the United States government to help people and small companies. And it now appears that 75%, three quarters, or is it 25%? God, I hope it's not 75%. A high percentage Where did it go? Nowhere. It was gone. It was evaporated. It was eviscerated. It was crazy. 75% of the PPP money was poorly targeted and poorly spent, sent to unintended recipients. 75% of $800 billion was poorly targeted, quote unquote, is the words. Poorly targeted. Yeah. This was the unflattering conclusion reached by the Federal Reserve Bank of St. Louis. 75% of the PPP funds were intended to maintain payrolls or hire back laid off employees, and the remaining share should be earmarked for overhead costs like rent and utilities. But that's not how the money was really spent. Yeah. Three out of every $4 doled out in the program went to small business owners who shared the money with suppliers, banks, and lenders. It was trickle-down chump change. And then by the time the people got the money, you know, they were, well, shafted. $680 billion in unemployment insurance payments and another $800 billion in stimulus checks called economic impact payments were far less regressive, so to speak, with only 20 to 25% fraud in those systems. But when you turn on the fire hose and you bid big, give the big corporations, you know, the funnel, you know where it goes. Hawaii. That's right. A video hidden by the U.S. Navy for more than 6 months shows 34 hours of spewing jet fuel in Hawaii. A dramatic video hidden for months by the Navy, showing 20,000 gallons of jet fuel spraying into a Red Hill tunnel and then disappeared into a floor drain that after the sent thousands of gallons into the water supply of 93,000 residents, left many sick. The Navy lied about it, and they hid it. And they said, there aren't any videos, there aren't any clips, and yeah. So, A video leaked by somebody in the Navy. The Navy's investigating that. They're hot on the trail of who leaked the video that they said they didn't have. Yeah, that's the concern of the Navy. Hey, what about the concern of the commanding officer and those above them? Because if they knew the truth and they condoned the lie, then they should be removed from chain of command, you know, faster than Adam Schiff can lie. Anyway, in video clips of the broken valve, it's a valve that hangs down from a pipe on the ceiling, and evidently it had low overhead, and it was hit by a cart that is on a set of tracks below it. And what's really screwed up is the contractor that fixed the valve was supposed to replace the valve with metal. Here they have what is literally jet fuel, and it's like kerosene. I'm not saying it's like 120 octane jet racing fuel. But anyway, they did. You can see in the pictures of the close-ups, they used white PVC pipe. I mean, literally, they have looks like a union fitting into a piece of into a pipe reducer coming down to a valve. 16,999 gallons leaked. The military lied again. We'll be right back.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick. Welcome to the crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Welcome back. It's the Revolution in the Morning Show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com. Revolution.radio. Well, seems I was laying off there on the break and just lollygagging and never did put a song, put something up here to get us going into the new hour. I guess I need to share it too. That'd be a good thing, huh? Yeah, come on down and join us, freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yep, get the straight truth, not the mind control media that sends you the script. And don't forget, you're supposed to memorize it, or they'll just implant it in your brain either way. Let's see. Disturbing new footage released from the elementary school in Uvalde, Texas. 19 children, 2 teachers shot. One of the cops in the hallway, his 10-year-old daughter, I believe she was 10, was in one of the classrooms. And these gutless cops held him back. Instead of working with him, going down the part of the hallway to one side, then to the other, and giving cover fire. Can you believe that they didn't? They had a shield. They, like I said, they even held the one guy back. They grabbed him by a shirt. The other guy stood in front of him, wouldn't let him pass. I mean, it's creepy. One of the dumbass cops is even using the hand sanitizer dispenser. I mean, there must be 10 of them standing there in the room, in the hallway. They were literally feet away, and I don't know why they pulled back. And then they turned and ran, I guess, when the guy started shooting. I mean, really. I know people will say it's fake. I know people will say it's not real. But, you know, listen, it is real. And, I don't know how any of these cops could actually live with themselves. The ones that were actually in the elementary school, that were staged in the hallway. That one guy could have sat there and propped, and anything that moved out that door, if it was the kid with the gun, he could drop him in where he stepped while somebody else scootled around to get a view of something. I mean, really, what the hell is it with these guys? It's a sad state of affairs. Really is. Big poll supposed to come out in the media that said Trump is 50% of the GOP doesn't like Trump. Look, the Tea Party Patriot Movement, the constitutionalists of the Republican Party, that is 50% of the Republican Party, you shitbags. The other 50% are the system lords like McConnell and McCarthy and the rest of them that suckle up to the GOP and their agenda. It's the same way on the Democrat side. 50% of Democrats are really way out there crazy shit people. They're the real loons. The real liberal communes, commo social fascists. And then you have the 50% of the Democrat Party that is essentially on board with the program, just like 50% of the Republican Party. And they work together. A lot of it is posturing, and a lot of it is like when during a crisis we have to get together and we have to do something. We have to, you know, like all of the retiring Republicans that joined with the Democrats in the Senate. Yeah. Donald Trump, Elon Musk, having words back and forth. Donald Trump said, well, I was right. He wasn't going to buy Twitter. He also said that Elon Musk would be worthless without government subsidies. But I don't know any massive corporation that essentially would be worth nothing if they didn't have government cooperation to run their operation. Anyway, sheer crazy. Sheer crazy. Let's see. Bump, ba-dum, bump. NASA claims that they can see water on other planets. Yeah, outside of our solar system. I imagine, within our galaxy. But, yeah. Look, that has water on it. Yeah. Hey, it's only 100 million light years away. No, you know, I mean, really. It's, anyway. It's sheer crazy. Until they develop an electromagnetic slipstream. And that is what will essentially make star travel possible. Of course, there's some people that believe we live on a flat planet with a dome. And, you know, I'm sorry, I just don't believe that. You're welcome to your illusion and delusion. And this is America, and we can argue, but I'm not going to believe that craziness. I mean, but everybody's allowed to believe things that other people are probably going to think are crazy. You know, there's people that believe that the United States of America would never overthrow another country, that they would never essentially have coups plotted by the American government, and to overthrow other nations is, you know, people think that, you know, America would do that. The sheer craziness of it all. Okay. Former Trump National Security Advisor, really Republican neocon, Bolton, said that, and remember, Bolton is also a member of the Center for New American Security with Victoria Nuland. So they're cons. They're empire-building, warmongering scumsuckers, as I call them. But Bolton, John Bolton, the mustache guy, looks like the damn walrus. He said he helped plan coup d'etats in the past during a conversation with Jake Trapper. You know, he just mentioned it. You know, he just said, you know, it's crazy. And John Bolton is just essentially another deep state grifter. I would imagine he claims that the Hunter Biden laptop is still fake. I wonder, you know, after watching the Hunter Biden videos and from his cloud and stuff, that do people still think that's fake? Anybody think Hunter Biden weighing out 20 grams of crack cocaine and then having a baggie there, a small baggie that you know it all won't fit in? So that means he was selling it or giving it to somebody else. So Hunter Biden is just, you know, that's evidence of drug trafficking right there, isn't it? I mean, this is the president's son. Could you imagine if it was Don Jr.? Nancy Pelosi would already have, you know, the old McCarthy hearing room all set back up. You know, it's sheer crazy. It's sheer crazy. People are, Democrats are pushing, and the psychological move that it's going to be a close election. And in all honesty, if we look at the direction of the country, 80% of the voters say we're going the wrong way. And they say we're going the wrong way because of Democrat policies. Because the only thing Democrats want to do is to make everything so expensive using gas and oil or coal that you will and must change over to some type of electric something, electric heating, electric cars, electric tractors,
electric mowers, electric trimmers, electric everything. Never really telling you and explaining to you the real cost of all of this stuff. I mean, let's be honest. It's just more loads of bullshit shoveled by government. And they want to stimulate the economy, which means they have to have this aggregate demand in the economy. Because today our economy is not based on manufacturing, it's based on consumption. The problem is the more we consume, the more we shit. And then the less we actually make. Unless we're making, well, shite. And they wonder why the American government, why America and how it is broken. You've got to be kidding me, right? You know, I mean, it is a wholly inappropriate, I guess. I don't know what you want to say. But our government is just broke. Inflation is through the roof. And they're still pushing this idiotic change to force you to have to retool, to buy new, to get something else that is essentially, think about it, that has planned obsolescence. Look, these new cars and their batteries and all of that technology, it's like Apple iPhones and the Apple's devices when they first came out, the Walkmans. You couldn't even change the battery. You charge them 200 and some times and psh, they were done. It wouldn't matter. This is essentially what you're looking at today with this electric vehicle technology that really is in its infancy and there will be such large swaths of waste. There will be electric DeSotos, so to speak, you know, dodo birds. Really, electric dodo birds that won't be able to even ride or drive. And what they'll say, well, you can use them at your house as a battery supply source in case that, you know, I mean, I can see the aftermarket deal and all this shit already. Meanwhile, if you're in London and you get into Heathrow airports, you may or may not get there. 3 hours of wait time. Bag drop-off is broken. They have now limited the airport, I believe, to 100,000 people a day, I believe. 28,000 flights have been canceled. And essentially the overloading of airplanes because of the reduced flights has actually made things worse because of the bottlenecks that it has created. British Airways cut 10,300 short-haul flights between August and the end of October of last year. And now between April and October of this year, they're going to 30,000 flights will have been removed from British Airways' schedule. So they're thinning out the schedule because they don't have the pilots. They don't have the staff. And everybody is hurt because of the jab. And everybody said, hell no, I'm not getting that thing. I'll just go work somewhere else. And they did. Yeah. What else we got going on here? Let's see. We talked about that one. Oh, we can't talk about that. Can't talk about this without leaving. Monkeypox. That's right. The ass pox is, well, the vaccine website crashed. Yeah, New York. The number of likely ass pox cases in New York City has once again doubled in a rear-ender collision last week. The demand for the monkeypox vaccine is far outpacing the supply, causing frustration for many New Yorkers who say they can't get an appointment to get an ass pox shot. Listen, if you're not having anal sex in some kind of New York backroom brothel, a front room brothel, your neighbor's house, or even his garage, or you're even your own room. Remember, the outbreak is among gay and bisexual and other men who have sex with men. Oh, other men who have sex with men. Who in the hell would that be? Oh, I know. That would be a woman who identifies as a man and then has sex with a man. I think. Maybe. It's possible. I mean, I don't know if I'm confused or are they just stupid. I mean, ass pox is ass pox, right? Unfortunately, that's the truth. Yeah. But the thing is, why monkeypox? Why this craziness at this time? Is it just part of the paranoia that they've instilled in everybody's mind about, oh my God, the pandemic, the next virus, the whatever? People will imagine the next virus all on their own, and particularly since the COVID-19, the 99.9% survival rate. If you think that's a pandemic that is so horrendous that it required us to do the things we did in anywhere in the world, you got shit for brains. You're just effed in the head. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it, okay? That's just the way I see it. The response to COVID was stupid, was irrational, and it was a mind-bending experiment to see what governments could get people to do, the complicity of it all. Listen, if the government's telling you to get 4, 5, 6 vaccines, after they said the first one they had, when they gave it to you, it was 99.9% effective. They didn't tell you it was only 99% effective for 48 hours. Well, you know, jokingly, but, you know, in the end, I mean, it doesn't provide any protection. And the idea that it is reducing hospitalizations is a total farce. I would call it a statistical manipulation, in all honesty. What else we got going on here? Well, let's see. What do we got over here on ZeroHedge.com? Let's see. U.S. consumer prices soared in June. Real wages fall for the 15th straight month. How many months has Joe Biden been in office? Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah. Middle East ramps up imports of shunned Russian oil, natural gas, and other refined products. Surprise, surprise, surprise. Here it goes again. Democrats demand $650 billion in aid for, that's right, Ukraine from the International Mafia Fund, the International Monetary Fund, in the form of SDRs, Sovereign Drawing Right Instruments. So, the grift that keeps on grifting. When will the people declare the World Economic Forum an international terrorist organization that has two branches in the United States? The Democrat Party, well, actually more, but their main branches are the Democrat and Republican parties, the Green Party. Are most assuredly wholly owned subsidiaries of foreign nationals. Our politicians are bought and sold like whores on the street corner. Our bureaucracy has been so infested by 50 years of people who have appointed their friends and their like-minded morons into the system. A cleansing must take place somewhere along the line. And the media itself will be exposed. God bless, good day, and good luck.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on public means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are
are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one. As we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in, and I ask that you join me every Saturday.